Hey, Kristen. You ready to start the show?
Yeah. How was your weekend? Your birthday? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah. We're not going to do that small talk thing. That's so annoying on other podcasts. Do it. Let's just get right to the shit.
Oh, thank fucking God. Welcome to Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill.
We're going to talk the good, the best, and the worst of the entertainment world that's happening this week and discuss what we want to fuck, marry, or kill. Now, we're not fucking, marrying, or killing any people because we're classy dames, but the stuff that we're loving and hating this week that we consume way too much of.
We're your hosts. I'm Kristen Gunn.
I'm Brandy McCormick, and this is Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay, now this week's going to be different because it's a special theme week.
Whoop.
No, it's not biscuit week. It is.
I mean, it's always biscuit week for me, but.
It is Halloween, baby. So we're doing a special Halloween FMK for everybody out there because it is the holiday of the year for both of us.
Yeah. Favorite holiday by far. You might call this a spooktacular, if you will. Will you please?
It's a spooktacular.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I made her say that.
This episode of Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill is brought to you by Chase Bank Credit Cards. Chase Bank is the official sponsor of Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill, in that I'm using my credit card to pay for this podcast. With a low, low APR of 18.9%, every dollar I spend actually costs $1.20, but hey, at least I get reward points to travel. Spending money I don't have to earn a fraction back in credit towards travel I can't afford. What a time to be alive. If you'd like to sponsor Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill, reach out to us at 805-628-BOOP. B-O-O-P. That's 805-628-2667.
And we're back. Okay, so we're going to get into it.
Ooh, ooh.
It is time for our Halloween fuck of the week.
Oh my God. And this is really more than like a week because this is like all of Halloween ever.
True. This is basically Halloween all time.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do next year. Haven't thought that far ahead.
Good point. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, it's next year's problem.
This is all you, Kristen.
My fuck for the week is my fuck because she's fucking spectacular. And my goal in life is to one day throw a Halloween party so baller that she comes to it, and hopefully it's one that we co-host. I want to fuck Heidi Klum and all of her Halloween costumes.
Hell yeah. I just threw my hands in the air, y'all. You can't see it, but I'm so excited.
You knew it was coming, right?
Yeah.
No, so Halloween costumes that she's had in the past, my absolute favorite was several years ago when she dressed up and she hired a bunch of women to be clones of her. Like that is me living my best life. But like she doesn't always do, one of my favorite things she does is she doesn't always do sexy stuff.
Oh,
which
totally.
For being an exceptionally sexy woman, I can see the temptation to like, I mean, if I were that sexy, I'd probably just be sexy all the fucking time, right?
Sure.
So like one year when she was like a skinless human, or like a couple years ago when she was a like photorealistic like 98-year-old woman.
Yes.
And sometimes they're just like fucking crazy. Like one year she was a Hindu goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that she leans into Halloween so much. And the one hand I want to be her, but I also just want to be friends with her. And, you know, yeah, she's living her best Halloween life. I will also say I was looking up for this year what she was going to be doing, and I guess she went to Paris Hilton's Halloween party this last weekend, the weekend of the 26th, before Halloween, and I didn't know this. Do you know she's married again?
Heidi Klum, yes.
To Not Seal?
Yes.
Yeah, to some other guy, some Tom Kalutz. I don't know how you say his
name. I don't know who he is, but I did know she was married.
Yeah. Well, but they dress like fireworks, and they're covered in glitter, and people are giving her shit online because it wasn't as over the top as normal years, which is kind of like, okay, first of all, she doesn't owe you shit.
No.
But second of all, she's saving her big costume for her Halloween party, which is always on actual Halloween. And if you really loved Heidi Klum, then you'd know that.
And also, do you think she's going to waste her big costume on Paris Hilton's party?
Fuck no.
Like, she probably didn't even want to go to that shit. Like, get out of here.
She and her husband had sex and some glitter and then showed up at a party.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's what happened.
She's like, shit, we got to get over to Paris's house. I guess this is what we're wearing. Fuck.
So that's my fuck for the week.
I love it so much. I was really hoping that would make an appearance on one of our lists. It was definitely kind of on my list, so I'm really glad that it made it onto yours in one of the slots. I feel like Heidi Klum is like, you and I have talked a lot about like running a Halloween business at some point. Like, if we could just like live our best life, we would have a Halloween business, just like throwing parties and like making costumes for people. And I feel like watching her do that every year is just like how we get to live that out just vicariously. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Side note, how have they never had a Project Runway episode that was Halloween themed?
Right.
And the winner like maybe got to make Heidi's costume. Like, that would be a really great challenge.
That's a really good idea, and you should file it away to email someone later.
Tim Gunn, call me. We're probably related somehow. All right, what's your fuck, Brandy?
Okay, so my fuck is something that throughout my whole life has brought me a ton of very short-lived joy, mm-hmm. Which is why it's my fuck. It makes me so happy, and I love it so much. But it is annual Halloween-themed episodes of my favorite TV shows.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you're saying this.
So, like, specifically, when I was a kid, it was Home Improvement. Every year, they always had a hilarious, ghoulish, like, totally outlandish Halloween special, and I always thought it was so funny, and, like, you know, Tim was running around with an axe through his head, and then, like, the, like, Pièce de Résistance was, like, the year that, like, Mark made the, like, faux goth documentary that was, like, actually looking back, kind of scary and problematic now, but it was about how he was, like, a goth kid who was, like, ignored by his parents, and so he was, like, sad, and he was gonna, like, chop them up and murder them.
He was, like, gonna go shoot up the school.
Well, yeah, so, like, looking back, it's like, oh, yikes, that doesn't age well, but, like, it was the best. It was, like, the best Halloween prank, and then, like, the parents ended up being in on it, and, like, every single year I looked forward to that Halloween episode, and, like, other shows that do it, like, SNL always has a great Halloween episode. Like, this past weekend they had one with Chance the Rapper, and, like, some of my favorite sketches from SNL are their, like, big Halloween ones. So, like, a few years back, if you remember, they did, like, a girls' Halloween where, like, they like, are being so cute and, like, dressing up as, like, mice and cats and cheese and everything. And they're, like, we're gonna have such a great time. It's, like, cut forward to, like, 4 a.m. and they're just, like, barfing on pizza and, like, crying and their shoes are breaking. And it's, like, yeah, girl, I've been there. And it's, like, Halloween's horrible, but it's also the best. And they always do really great stuff. And Friends does them too, and then Simpsons obviously has Treehouse of Horror, which was never really my bag because I wasn't a big Simpsons person, but it's like that's been going on for like over 30 years, so like big time Halloween fans over there. So I love Halloween annual specials so much. They just, everybody gets in on the spirit, and they just like bring so much happiness for like one night, and I just love it so much. So that's my fuck.
You know, it's funny, as we were doing research for this episode, I was thinking, you know, so Hallmark Channel has like Christmas specials that start now.
Right.
And it's like become this whole cottage industry of doing those, and there's spoofs on those, and there's podcasts about those, and there's mm-hmm. all sorts of things. It's like, why, like, what network would have the Halloween version where, like, not only it's not, you know, the Halloween episode of whatever, it's like, here's the all of the genre, but not horror movies though, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't need a bunch of fucking horror movies. Like, the movie theaters are already, you know, saturated with all that bullshit. But, like, you know, the Hallmark version of all the Halloween, I want that in my life.
It's like, you know, girl becomes in charge of like a pumpkin farm accidentally, and then she like becomes to love Halloween even though she's resented it her whole life for some reason. So she falls in love with like a banker who can help her, like,
yeah
no, we,
like,
should,
we bought a pumpkin patch instead of we bought a zoo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn, call us. We can make this happen.
All right, well, what, Brandy, what is your Mary for the week?
Okay, Halloween, Mary. This should come as no surprise, Kristen, to you, but also anyone who knows me. I feel like my brand is very strong. That's going to be the sprawling, long-lasting permeation of Hocus Pocus in the pop culture ether. I love Hocus Pocus. I don't know, maybe more than anyone I know. But and other people know how much I love it because they send me things constantly on Instagram, Twitter. Every year I get links to BuzzFeed things. It's like, yes, 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 send me all the Hocus Pocus things. But I specifically love it because, one, when it came out in like 1993 or whenever, it came out in July, which is like insane to think about.
Way to go, marketing team.
Right. So summer flop, huge flop. And it became this huge cult classic. I mean, just like the biggest Halloween cult classic. Like when you think of Halloween, you think Hocus Pocus. And I just love that it got this like second life after that. I love that like Freeform plays it for 24 hours. It's like the Christmas Story, but of Halloween.
Right.
They play it back to back every the whole day for Halloween, which I love. I love that Bette Midler says that it's her favorite role she's ever done in her whole life was Winifred Sanderson. Like, that alone is like, this is a true gem. It gets parodied, like, constantly. I mean, the thing that I got sent last week probably by a dozen people was the Lizzo Sanderson sisters mashup. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
But like these three girls like did Truth Hurts but dressed as the Sanderson sisters and with words about Hocus Pocus, and it was the most amazing thing and would have been my F and M had we done just like a regular episode this week. So yeah, I just love that it's lasted this long. I love that like kids like it, adults like it. It's everywhere throughout the whole month of October. I would marry it if I could. I would marry Bette Midler if I could.
You know, it's funny. I was actually talking to somebody earlier today about how Hocus Pocus has like sidelined every other witch movie. Mm. So like I was just thinking about the Angelica Houston The Witches.
Oh, yeah.
And like nobody talks about that movie anymore. That movie was fucking horrifying as a kid. Like these witches that trap children in oil paintings, and Angelica Houston is on point with her cheekbones and sharp eyes, you know. But anyway,
there's also a lot scary.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be like not super scary. You know, it was just scary because I don't know. It wasn't supposed to be scary.
See, that's interesting because like that's another reason why I like Hocus Pocus, because like, which again, I don't even remember seeing it when I was a kid for the first time, but like it really walks the line, I think, of a kid's movie, probably, of like parts that could be scary for a young child, but like it's not a scary movie.
Well, because they're never really ominous. They're always they're always silly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. Like
it's very comedic.
I actually had never seen Hocus Pocus until recently with my children.
This is me stifling barf.
Well, I was in middle school when it came out, so it was like not for me.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But so like I know you've always loved it, and I've always loved it because you love it, right? Like it's like, you know, when one of your best friends, you know, has another person in their life that is great, it's like you love them just because they're associated to you. But otherwise, like, I don't know. But my daughter was watching it the other night, and she was like, why are they chasing the – I was kind of half watching it, and they're like, why are they chasing the kids? I was like, I don't know. I think they're going to, like, eat them or something. And she was like, oh, witches don't eat children. And, like, that was the first time – and I don't even know if – is that even accurate? Is that
do? That's what they threaten them with the whole time, is that they need to suck the souls out of children to stay alive forever.
Okay, great. So I was kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
Up until then, she was like team witch, and then as soon as she,
witches are cool,
yeah, and as soon as she knew that, or I told them that they were going to eat children like her, then she was confused, but ultimately sided with the witches anyway. So
it's because they're the most badass. Also, I just want to go back to the "you loved it because I loved it" thing really quickly. Audience, we have known each other for 10 years. This is our 10-year anniversary, and she has never once told me that she's never seen Hocus Pocus. We will come back to this at a later episode. We don't talk about it right now, but we'll come back to it. Just put a pin in that.
I thought I don't know about that.
No, Krista. We never spoke of this.
All right.
We never hocus spoke of this. So. Okay, moving on. Your Mary for Halloween is?
I think you could probably guess. We're going to do two quizzes. The, you know, end quiz that we do with you. But, like, what do you think my Mary is for the week?
This is a hard, because I would have thought it was the Heidi Klum thing.
Oh.
Truly.
Well, I'll give you a clue. You already mentioned it.
Oh, Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So, whereas Brandy loves Hocus Pocus, I love The Simpsons. The Simpsons started when I was, what, like 8 years old? And it was just funny, and it was irreverent, and it was the first show, like, you know, in the television shows that acknowledge Halloween in a meaningful way, it was the first show that I was aware of that ever did that. And it just blew my little Kristen mind. And so, like, most of my favorite quotes from television are coincidentally from Treehouse of Horrors episodes. So, like, there's an episode, probably my favorite, where the aliens, Kang and Kodos, they come and they take over Bob Dole and Bill Clinton's bodies. This was in an election year, so Bob Dole and Bill Clinton were running against each other, and they take over their bodies to take over the world. And they're on the debate stage together, and they're debating, and one of them, Kang or Kodos, is like, abortions for all! And then everybody goes, boo! And then he's like, abortions for no one, boo. And then he's like, abortions for some, tiny American flags for others. And everybody's like, yay. And there's just so many lines. At one point, as Bill Clinton and Bob Dole, they're walking down the street holding hands. And somebody's like, sir, why are you holding hands? And he's like, to exchange protein dependencies or, you know, whatever. And you know, at the very end, the entire human race is enslaved by actual aliens. And, you know, Homer or somebody's like, don't blame me, I voted for Kodos. And so, you know, there's just so many good moments. So surely episodic Halloween shows existed prior to The Simpsons. I tried to fact check this and I couldn't one way or the other. But I want to believe... I'm just gonna attribute Halloween episodes to the fact that The Simpsons did it and it was so successful. Because I think some did it before that, like MASH and things like that. But it wasn't like this big deal thing. So I'm just gonna give credit to The Simpsons, even if it's not true, because I love them.
Yeah, that is a really good pick, and I should have seen coming from a mile away, and I'm surprised that I didn't. I will give that to you because I feel like The Simpsons is so far ahead. Like they've future told so many things. They have this uncanny ability to be psychic and be so far ahead of the game on so many things. And I feel like I'll give it to you by setting the stage for like annual Halloween reverence.
So. I mean, we'll really know if they're really the soothsayers of our lives if Elizabeth Warren does become president, because Lisa is the president after Donald Trump in the future episode where she becomes president. And she is talking about how she has to cut the budget after President Trump. So in my mind, that's definitely an allegory for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, man.
So we'll see.
OK, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say we're even because I've never watched a full Treehouse of Horror episode because when I was a kid, I thought that they were really scary.
Oh.
Like, I'm just a few years younger than you, and I always thought that the commercials for those always seemed very scary to me, and so I just always avoided them. But also, we just, like, as a family, never really watched The Simpsons, so it was just, like, not very close to what we were sort of consuming.
Right.
And so I would just see those commercials and think, oh, God, it's horrifying cartoons. I'm never going to watch that. And so I just never did. So I've never seen a full Treehouse of Horror.
Well, I can help you with that. I'll give you a few.
Yeah.
Give me some links. Thanks, FXX.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. Do try not to die.
Okay, Brandy, what are you going to be killing?
Okay. I hate to kill anything for Halloween.
I know. You had a hard time this week.
Yeah. I was texting Kristen a lot before this episode, and, like, I really had a hard time coming up with the kill just because I love Halloween so much. But I think I found my sacrificial lamb in the form of celebrities who always fuck it up by picking a stupid controversial costume. And this is a kill because it's like, can't you get your shit together? Like, I don't want to see these dumbass costumes ever again. But also, like, I kind of like it. So I was, again, like, it's really right on the line. But, yeah, it's like every year you could telegraph this by the stars that there's going to be 1 to 5 celebrities who, I don't know, for whatever reason, didn't talk to their publicist or didn't run it by their publicist or I don't know what, but they will dress as something that is so heinously inappropriate, publish it on Instagram, and then get publicly shamed for a week.
I can only think of one in my head.
What's the one you're thinking of?
The Julianne Hough from Orange is the New Black.
Going in blackface?
Yeah.
So she's on my list. That's like one of the more notable ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Julianne Hough went as Crazy Eyes a few years ago in full on blackface. Just let that ruminate.
I mean, it's really, some celebrities are just not smart people. Like they might,
sure,
maybe haven't even graduated from high school smart, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. But also they have teams of people surrounding them.
It's marvelous, not in a good way, in a like I marvel at the disaster of it anyway,
right?
And it's, yeah, do continue.
So another one, so as I was going through my research, I was like, man, who's really, this is, I know this happens every year, so there's always a slew of people who choose to go as some sort of Indian or Native American, mm-hmm, every fucking year.
Yeah.
The real kicker is if they go as a couple. So a couple years ago, Hillary Duff and her then husband went as like pilgrim and Indian, and no one like that.
Was she like a sexy pilgrim?
Yeah.
I have that in my head.
Yep. She was a sexy pilgrim and he was like a sexy Indian. But there's always someone who goes as like a Native American chief or something, and it's like, what are we doing here?
It's like the Coachella headdress situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But a few years ago, Pretty Little Liars actress Ashley Benson went as Cecil the Lion, like a few weeks after he was slaughtered. Do you remember that whole thing? That dentist killed that like beloved lion.
What? Like what the fuck's wrong with you?
Right. Right. So she like put on this sexy little like lion outfit and was like, Cecil the Lion, peace emoji. And it was like, the fuck is wrong with you? Right? Like what?
Oh my God.
Right. So I just want to like kill that dead. Like, why in the world would you ever think that was a good idea? But also, you mentioned one earlier in your fuck, actually. So I'm glad you brought it up, which is that when Heidi Klum dressed as the Hindu goddess Kali, she got a bunch
of shit.
Bunch of fucking shit for that.
Yeah.
It was like the one that she had done that people were like, oh, no, that's really,
because it's super, super offensive.
Super offensive, very blasphemous. And they like called for her to apologize and make a statement, and she never did because she was just like, that's a pretty badass costume, so I'm not going to apologize. So she never did.
Well, I just really saw it as like she was opting to choose not to be super sexy, which I appreciated. But I can also see how it's like,
sure,
you know, it's not my God, but
sure,
it's important to somebody.
Yes, sure,
so
totally.
Be cool.
So I think, like, I'm just sort of, like, waiting in the wings, seeing who's going to fuck this shit up this year, because you know what's going to happen. And BuzzFeed's got a pre-populated list. They're just going to, like, plug and play Instagram handles in. So.
We should do, like, a betting pool on that.
It's going to be somebody from the CW.
It's definitely going to be a Jenner.
Oh, 100%.
Because, like, I remember Kendall did the sexy handmaid, which
she
didn't mean it to be funny. But I actually find the sexy handmaid costume to be hilarious.
A couple of Jenners were on multiple lists. And also one of their ex-husbands, like Scott Disick, dressed up as like a sheik or something one year. And that was on every single list. And then one of them also dressed up as something else once that was like very offensive too. But so yeah, I'm sure one of them will be on this year's roundup.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, because water's wet. So
exactly. Okay, so that leaves us with Kristen's Halloween kill.
I'm so excited because you're gonna fight me on this.
What are we working with?
Okay, so I, in preparation for this episode, I took it upon myself to do a ton of research. Mm-hmm. So I looked at a bunch of listicles of all the different best of Halloween episodes of things that had ever been made. And a lot of the most popular ones were the Halloween episode of Friends. Halloween episode of The Office made a lot of lists.
Oh, man, I completely forgot about those.
Well, you mentioned the Friends episode.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of, like, just the normal mm-hmm. ones, right? And so I watched a ton of Halloween episodes to just kind of get in the mood mm-hmm, for all mm-hmm. of this. And this is not my kill. I'm getting to the kill. Something that was fascinating to me is, and it blew my mind, because I haven't really gone back and watched, like, a lot of people went back and watched Friends on Netflix when Netflix dropped all of uh-huh. the episodes, and they were like, wow, this hasn't aged very well.
Yeah.
It blew my mind, because I think of Friends was a thing when I was, like, in middle school and high school, mm-hmm. and it was a great show for me at the time, you know, very, you know, in alignment with, you know, being a young girl, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Friends is the 90s Big Bang Theory.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Big Bang Theory is trash, right?
I mean, it's the fucking worst.
I rewatched the Halloween episode. It is basic. Like, it is so basic, right? And it, like, all of the jokes are like, I've watched maybe 15 minutes ever of a Big Bang Theory episode, and it, like, physically made me dumber.
Yeah.
The jokes were the same level of stupid, right? Like, there was not a single joke that was even funny. Like, the punchline is, Chandler's wearing a pink bunny costume that Courtney Cox made, like, him wear.
And what's that episode about?
You know,
right.
Like, you know, and anyway, like, you know this is, and I still haven't gotten my kill yet, which is coming.
I know.
But this is telling the most... A funny and interesting thing about that episode was Sean Penn's bit character. And I hate Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah, because he was dating a twin.
And also, like, Ursula. I mean, I just hate him because he's, like, a wife beater and
yeah,
seems like a trash human. But, like, he was actually, like, earnest and funny and, mm-hmm. like, a dynamic character. The rest of them were just, like, the worst. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Oh, like, this is this thing. So Ross is dressed like a potato.
Yes, Spudnik.
Yes. And, like, and he's wearing a potato outfit. And then he's got, like, a colander on his head with mm-hmm. some old school antennas mm-hmm. from, like, a you know, that you had on a TV. And, like, you walk in and you... Like, anybody with half a brain knows that he's Spudnik, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, he has to explain this costume in such great detail for the people in the room, but also for all the dummies watching the show so that they get it. And it's just, like, it's infuriating. Mm-hmm. It's infuriating and it's insulting and whatever. Which brings me to my kill.
Let's hear it.
I fucking hate Jim on The Office in the Halloween episode.
Whoa.
Yes. And it's so funny because watching The Office, as we all did, Jim is like a dreamy heartthrob, right? Like, he's great and he's just earnest and he's wonderful. And, like, we all feel the same thing Pam feels, blah, 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 blah. So here's why Jim is terrible. Because he can't bother to put a fucking Halloween costume together. The whole joke is... He glues three pieces of cardboard or of construction paper to his shirt and he's three hole punch Jim. And it's like, it's supposed to be admirable that he can't bother to put a good Halloween costume together. And then the whole plot of that episode is Jim writes a fake resume for Dwight mm-hmm. to get a job out of state so that they can get rid of him. And they basically, it works. Like, you know, Dwight, like, is going to get the job. And then Dwight gets on the phone and basically ruins it for himself. Like, he's such a terrible person. He talks himself out of a job he basically had. And then Pam is like, Jim, you would be really good at this, right? And she's being a supportive friend and saying you should get this job because it pays like twice as much and it's a big promotion and you'd be great at it. And then Jim's a fucking twat to her and like stops talking to her because he's like, what, you don't want me in the office anymore? And it's like, what a dweeb. Anyway, seeing everything, you know, both Friends and The Office and with new eyes, it's given me a lot to think about, and that's my kill.
So what you're saying is Jim is actually a villain.
Yeah. That's the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to fight you on that because I actually agree with you. So like Kristen said, I mean, I was a big Jim stan watching The Office in its original run. I'm currently rewatching it with my fiance. He's never watched it, the American version. So he's watching it for the first time on Netflix. So I'm watching it with him. And it's very fun to kind of watch it with someone who hasn't watched it yet. Because I've seen the episodes like 100 times. And yeah, I mean, I was like, I was obsessed with Jim and Pam. Like,
yeah,
obsessed. Everyone was. The whole country was.
Yeah.
But I always fucking hated that he, like, wasn't into Halloween. And it wasn't just that episode where it was three-hole punch.
They did it a couple episodes.
It was, like, one Halloween, it was just a name tag with a different name on it. And he was like, oh, I'm Fred or Dave or whatever. Yeah. And, like, that was his costume. And another one was, like, similarly lazy. And it was like, oh, he's just, like, not into Halloween. And it's like, no, no, like, you're just being a lazy doofus. This is annoying.
Doesn't it also happen when they're married and have a kid?
It might.
I vaguely remember that.
It's been a while since I've watched those super late seasons, so it very well might.
Well, because they're not as good.
Yeah, now that you're mentioning it. But we're getting on up there, so I'll follow up on this.
Yeah,
we'll circle
back.
Let me
know. It's important work that needs to be done.
And also, sweetheart, if you're listening, that's why we're getting married, is because you love Halloween.
All right. That's it for Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill for the week. Okay, so some stuff had to hit the cutting room floor.
Of course.
Because you can only put so much into the Fuck, Marry, and Kills every week. So I've got some honorable mentions. Do you have any, Brandy?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay.
Want to rapid fire them?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Of course, I have to marry Scream, the movie, which redefined the genre of comedy horror.
So good.
So fucking good. Ooh. And a go-to Halloween costume for me for forever. Yes. Drew Barrymore from Scream.
Yes. Yep. Excellent. Excellent. Yep. So an honorable mention for me is a Mary, and it is the eternal rewatchability of Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. So this was very hard for me to put on the cutting room floor, but I watched it again just this last week. I watch it every October, and the writing and editing and just everything about that movie is so fucking tight and funny. I mean, I cackle at the same spots every fucking time I watch it. Never fails to bring me so much joy and make me laugh in all the same spots and even new ones. I love it so fucking much. So much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to be a surprise twist for me, for you. Sabrina reboot. I'm going to kill it.
Oh.
You know,
I would agree with you.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I had high hopes. I had high hopes.
And I
it just
love
is
it.
So bad.
I want to love it. I will say this. I will marry the aesthetics.
Yep.
Kill the story.
Yep. It's just trash storylines. Just like, anyway, we don't need to belabor the point.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Okay, so something I'm going to kill is the theme music from Halloween. Like the movie Halloween.
I can't hum it. It's like spooky as shit.
It's so fucking scary. And it's played, so like, obviously the movie, if that's like airing on AMC or they're playing it on Sci-Fi or something, it'll play on the commercials, which you can't escape. But they also use it on like radio commercials for like, oh, visit House of Torment. There it is again. Or they'll just like lay it under some other spooky ass commercials. And it's like, it's fucking everywhere the month of October. And it's the scariest fucking theme song. And I hate it so much. And I want it to die.
Oh, that's funny. I am going to marry the way that Mean Girls treats Halloween. The first acknowledgement of like the sexy Halloween costume is just lingerie with ears. But I'm a mouse. Like, I just love it so much.
That was almost on my list. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my last one is, like, if I could kill a genre of movie, I'm not a big scary movie person mm-hmm. at all, obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it would be the very specific genre of tech horror movies.
What?
So,
like The Net?
No, no, no. Because like,
is it just horrifying?
Because like, when that came out in like the 90s or whenever it came out, like, it was scary, but also like awesome. And even watching it now, it's the bomb. I'm talking like movies that come out now that are like Unfriended, and it's like scary person in the back of your camera when you're web chatting with somebody, and it's like a murderer is captured on your web camera, and it's like something happens after that, or it's like it's like very spooky. Or there's one that came out this week, or next week that's called Countdown. And the tagline is, what would you do if an app could tell you when you were going to die? And it's like, okay, I really don't want to have these, like, scary, in quotes, movies that are, like, tied to, like, apps and cell phones and, like, Facebook. Like, ooh.
It's just, like, a Gen Z hashtag generator movie. Like, these are the movies that have been created by algorithm.
Exactly. Like, it could not be more algorithm-based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're horrific and stupid, and I want them to die also.
I'm really surprised you didn't just kill all scary movies.
I knew you would say that.
Really?
Yes. And it is because my fiancé, again, he's making another special appearance in this episode. He loves horror movies. And so since we've been together for these 5.5 years, slowly but surely, he has sort of brought me into the fold of, like, when it's appropriate and he thinks I can handle, like, an older one, he'll be like, what about this one? I think you can watch it. It definitely holds up, but, like, it's totally not scary. We can totally watch it, and I think that you should. So, like, 3 years ago, we watched Nightmare on Elm Street and the other one that's very similar. I'm going to forget. Friday the 13th. We watched those, and I was like, oh, these are hoagie as fuck. Not scary at all. Didn't give me any nightmares. It was a win-win. So it's like every now and then we kind of slot in one. So, like, I think there are places for scary movies. I'm not going to seek them out. He still definitely goes to the movies to see those by himself when I don't want to go. But, yeah, I wouldn't kill all scary movies because I like thrillers and suspense too. But, like, I will definitely kill those, like, dumbass Gen Z tech scary movies.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Last one's a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
So I'm going to fuck the limited series on Hulu, Castle Rock. It's in the Stephen King world.
You like it that much?
I fuck it, not marry it.
Okay, okay.
It's the, have you watched the whole first season?
We've seen the whole first season. We just started season two.
Oh, I didn't even know it was out. I'm going to go start watching it now.
I think there's 3 episodes out.
Okay, no, thank you. I'm going to go and watch them. Mm-hmm. At first I was like, I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. And then not to give any spoilers away, but the end of the first season kind of ends on a little, like, they tie it up in a nice little bow. And I was like, oh, okay. It ended well. It ended well, so it's good. And that's kind of how I feel.
I'm so surprised that you like that.
I like the world. It's similar to the Sabrina, where I really like the world, and then Sabrina just totally killed with the actual plot. And Sissy Spacek, man, it's fucking,
you know, amazing. Season, you know, it's anthology, so season two is totally different.
Oh.
It's all new characters, new storyline.
No, I didn't know that.
It's still based in the same city.
Well, actually, I'm glad, though. I'm glad because I think that the first season ended the way it needed to end.
Yeah. Do you know who this second season is about?
No.
Annie Wilkes, the misery lady.
Oh. Who plays her?
I think you hate this person. Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be hard for me. We'll see.
Yeah. And she's doing a pretty big Kathy Bates affect, which is very jarring, but I'll let you just try to dissect that. So.
All right.
Did we miss any of your favorite Halloween fuck, marries, or kills or anything else? If so, give us a call and tell us. Leave us a message at 805-628-BOOP. That's 805-628-2667.
Okay, but this isn't the end of the show. After the break, we're going to play my favorite game. We're now calling it Three-Eyed Maven, where we have Brandy divine a pop culture reference that I have quizzed someone about earlier today. That way we know I'm not cheating by just making something up that she would obviously know the answer to. This week, of course, it's going to be Halloween themed. Okay, so for the clue this week, it's actually very difficult. It comes from the editor of our podcast, Mariah, who is a pop culture genius. And funny story, you just should know, Brandy. I called Rome and asked him first. And when I said, who are you? He said, I'm your friend, which I thought was funny. And then I told him what I needed him to do. And he said, I don't have time for this. And hung, very, very nicely hung up on me.
Valid answer.
Which is fair. So then I called Mariah and she gave me this deep cut.
So can you name for me, Mariah, something for Brandy to guess that is the most random pop culture-y thing you can think of, but that's Halloween-themed, because this is our Halloween episode.
Ooh, okay. How about Cher in The Witches of Eastwick?
Okay. Good one.
I mean, the hair game alone in that movie is sublime.
So, okay, I love it. All right. Well, I'm going to have to think of a really good clue for that.
She turned back time with a very large amount of hair.
Maybe I'll just use that. That's a good one. I'll cite my sources. All right. Well, I'll see if Brandy can guess it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we're back, Brandy. Are you ready for your clue?
I think so.
So earlier we referenced that Hocus Pocus, your favorite movie, has sidelined many other witch-based popular culture things.
Rightfully so, yes.
So this character, being one of those sideline characters, is also known in real life for her crazy fashion.
Am I giving you the name of the person in real life or the name of their character?
You don't have to give me the name of their character, but if you could give me maybe the thing that they're in.
The thing that they're in?
Mm-hmm.
And this person played a witch? You can't count. You can't,
I can't tell me. Would you like another clue?
I have someone in mind, but I can't think of a place where she played a witch. I can think of a place where she played something else. I can't remember. Do I get dinged if I give you a wrong answer?
Yeah, we're going to electrically shock you. What's your gut?
My gut is Tilda Swinton.
Oh, no. That's not it. That's okay. A good guess, though.
Okay.
She would be great in a reboot of The Witches with Angelica Houston.
Yeah, like, how's that bitch not played a witch?
Okay. That's the name of the episode.
Sorry. Did not mean for that to rhyme, but wow, I'm really good at this.
Oh, episode name.
Yeah.
Second clue.
Okay.
I really enjoy doing an impersonation of this person at karaoke.
Cher.
Yes. In Witches of Eastwick.
Yes. Oh, which is a great movie. Oh.
There you go.
Okay, so I got that one in two. I think the last one, it took me three.
Three. Yeah, so we're moving up.
Hey.
Moving up.
Sweet. Three-Eyed Maven strikes again. Nailed it. Okay, well, that's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed our Halloween spooktacular. Thanks for listening, you guys. If you don't already, please be sure to subscribe to Pop Culture Fuck, Marry, Kill on Instagram, Twitter, and check us out at popculturefmk.com. And tell one of your friends about the podcast this week.
Good night and good luck.